Everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host for this evening, and I'd like to give some gratitude to Donald Newsom and Seth over at BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood. I have a really, really special guest this evening. All of my guests are special, but this one in particular, her name is Sindra Che, and she is a performance coach, movement for actors, choreographer, and the creator of the Che Way, which is an integrated training system combining the philosophy of yoga, techniques of Pilates and dance with the spirit of movement to develop sexy, confident, and articulate bodies. Her class is just kicking some major behind, and it attracts people from all walks of life, I understand, not just actors or dance people. It attracts business owners, school teachers, you name it, those folks are in there getting their dance on. And it's not just about dance. It's about getting in touch with your emotions and letting your emotions move your body. And it's helping you to connect with you. So it's good for every walk of life and everything. And it's good for keeping you in shape. And it's good for mind, body, spirit. I know some people who are in this class, and Sindra has quite a reputation for many years as being the best of the best. She's originally from Taipei, Taiwan, and she moved to the United States in 1977. With her curious and enthusiastic nature, she found herself working as a professional dancer, choreographer with notable talents in TV, stage, and film. Her background is in jazz, modern ballet, and traditional Chinese dance, which allows her to create a dynamic range of character-driven movements. Concepts are turned into live imagery as stories are told with a point of view. Sindra's role as a teacher is to inspire motivation, encourage exploration, and cultivate self-discipline in all of her students. In addition to conventional dance techniques, she adapts the practice of yoga and Pilates method in her teaching to raise awareness in both the mind and the body. Playing contemporary rock, electronica, or world music, Sindra's classes are always exhilarating and challenging. Sought for her intuitive approach and her attention to details, Sindra has taught master classes and workshops in Canada, Germany, France, and England, and throughout the United States. Sindra presently divides her time as a freelance choreographer and a staff teacher at the Edge Performing Arts Center in Hollywood. She's also a wife and mother, and I believe her husband is a filmmaker, and her child is very fortunate. Without further ado, I'd like to bring on Sindra Che. Hey, Sindra.
Hello, Katie.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So tell us about how it is that you are a whole person transformation maker.
Well, I am just sick and tired of being trapped in my body and being mean to it.
Yeah.
I've been a dancer all my life and basically struggled with my weight issues, with my never satisfied with my appearance,
mm-hmm.
and never satisfied with my dancing, because there's always somebody better than me. Somebody's thinner, somebody's
mm-hmm.
leg goes higher, somebody's turns more, jump higher. It's just never enough. And so I'm just really sick and tired of seeking to be the perfection.
Right.
And through the practice of yoga, I learned to let go of that picture in my mind, of that perfection, that picture that
yes.
I need to be. And I learned to slowly listen to myself and find out who I am about, what's important to me, how I want to move, how I want to look like, what style I want to adapt, to slowly find out about myself. And through my own process, I changed my whole life. I changed the way I teach, and because I'm able to share with the technique that I discover for myself, share it with other actors and people in my class, and help them transform themselves and enjoy a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic. So some of the people that you've worked with are Michael Peters, Vincent Patterson, Danny Ezrolo, Francis Ford Coppola, Jacqueline Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Elizabeth Berkley, Justine Bateman, Donald O'Connor, Ben Vereen, and pop star Michael Jackson. So weren't you in the Thriller album? Didn't you work with him on that?
Yes, I was in the Smooth Criminal.
Ah, Smooth
video,
Criminal.
Which is also a part of Moonwalker, which is a feature film.
Uh-huh.
One thing that I learned from working with Michael is he rehearsed nonstop with the rest of us. He'll take a small section and he just go over and over and over again, 45 mm-hmm. minutes without taking a break. But what's great about his process is that never in between each time he go over the routine, he
mm-hmm.
never get frustrated. He never says, oh, God, I didn't get that, or, oh, how can I remember this,
mm-hmm.
or, oh, I can't believe I just screwed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Never. He just do it once and do it again,
yes,
and again and again. So I learned a lot from his process, and then I share that with my students as well.
So what you're just describing to me is the genesis of giving up self-judgment and the genesis of self-acceptance.
Exactly.
Wonderful. That's a great lesson, and I'm sure you teach that in your class as well.
Yes, I do. In my class, I spend about 30 minutes warming up. We do a yoga warm-up, and during that time, I talk to my students, and it's very unlike the conventional dance class because I feel that not only I need to warm up their bodies, I need to help them warm up their minds and really be ready to participate in this experience. I need everybody to be on the same page. I need to create a safe environment. I need to let everybody know that this is a place where you come in to regenerate, to reconnect with who you are, to play, to get dirty, to get messy, to fall down, to get back up, to jump around, to be silly. All of that is embraced in my class.
Fantastic. So you allow adults to be children?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
and you also have that.
Where else do we ever get to do that, right, Kate?
Right. I just learned how to ride a shopping cart recently.
Ah, wonderful.
And I had such fun, and I'm not done with it yet.
We should have a race.
Yes, we could have a race. That would be fun. So the students in your class age from ranges 13 to 68 so far?
Yes.
And they work at their own pace, and they benefit from any participation, no matter how much it is or how little it is.
Yes, not only the age range, it's a big range, also the level of experience. I have
mm-hmm.
Broadway stars come to class. I have people who never danced and come to class. Everybody
mm-hmm.
is working at their own pace. We're all there for different reasons. If we can just keep our focus and, we all keep our focus and not judging ourselves and compare ourselves with other people in class, then we stay on track and really get some work done.
So they just give up self-consciousness.
Self-consciousness.
So giving up self-consciousness is what keeps people connected to themselves.
That's correct.
Right,
yes.
Right, and self-judgment.
Right.
So I'd like to give everybody your website addresses so that they can pull that up and look at it, being this is internet radio. It's www.movementforactors.com, MOVEMENTFORACTORS.com.
Yes.
And the other website address is www.thechewey.com, thechewey.com. So go ahead and pull that up and take a look at her website. They're both fantastic, and you'll get a whole lot of information there.
I have the website chedance.com as well.
You do?
Yes. The reason I've chosen the chewey.com is because I realized it's not just about dance. So it's a way of life.
Yes.
So that's why I'm cultivating this new brand.
Yes, I like it. It's like the artist's way, but different.
Right.
Yes. So I like that you have yoga and Pilates involved in the movement class that you have, because Pilates it saved me so many times after having spinal surgery and things like that. It's really kept my body in tune. I need to get back to it, want to get back to it. But when I was doing it, it was very, very helpful. Yoga, the same thing. And it really, really helps to lift your spirit and connect the mind, body, and spirit together to help you become a more integrated person. And people are really starting to learn that. Even in corporate headquarters, they have yoga breaks for their employees.
That's wonderful.
It is. It's a brand new world. And what you're doing is very, very unique also. And I'm wondering, do you think that you will ever train people to lead these classes for you and branch out into places like corporations and things like that so that on the breaks for the employees, they can actually have something even more?
That will be my dream. I think we need to bring dance into our lives. You know, dance is so popular now with all the shows on TV. It's so wonderful, and I want people to embrace dance. Now, I meet people, and they say, "Oh, you're a dancer. Oh, I love dance. Oh, I attend performances, or I watch Dancing with the Stars." And I said, "Really? Well, do you dance yourself?" And they always said, "Oh, no, I'm too old," or, "Oh, I have an injury, I can't do that." So I feel like people have this thing about dancing. Dancing is something that the professionals do. Dancing is something that the young people do. Dancing is something that healthy, fit, the people are fit. Or dancing is what crazy people do. Dancing is what loose people do. Dancing is what artists do. But I'm over here. I don't dance. So
mm-hmm.
I want to change that. Anybody can dance. If you got the body, you can dance.
Yes. That's a fantastic philosophy, and I agree with you completely. I love to dance. I dance in my living room quite a bit. So I'd like to tell our listeners what your teaching is shaped by. It's a proverb, and it goes like this. We teach our children to paint so they may learn how to see. We teach our children to sing so they can learn how to hear. We teach our children to dance so they can learn how to feel. That's very profound.
How to feel.
How to feel.
Yeah, all the years of training and performing, I don't remember, my teachers never told me to feel how I feel. They told me how I'm supposed to feel to fit into the storyline.
Yes.
And take on the character. You know, in dancing, we don't really, the training, we don't get in that deep. It's not
mm-hmm.
acting training. So we put on the costume, and then we're fairies, and we're light on our feet. We jump around, and we put on the cape, and we're princesses, and we're dainty, and we pulled up our head high. How about feel my body to begin with? How does it feel when I bend over? How does it feel when I reach my arm up? How does it feel when I stretch over to the side? Does it feel, what adjectives describe these feelings? So
mm-hmm.
I think I need to go back to the basics a little bit. My training is, I don't want to go too much too fast, too soon.
Yes.
I need to take it back, really savor the fundamentals, and start feeling the body, and then start feeling the movement, and then feel the choreography, and then present it like a piece of work.
So it's actually a physical expression of an experience.
Yes.
Yes. And so what you did was you gave up being a prisoner of perfection and just went for it and started moving based on what you were feeling.
Yes.
Yes. And that's to be truly alive.
Truly alive. Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. So why don't you tell us how the movement for actors can benefit actors in particular, being this is a largely entertainment industry listening audience?
Well, my class can help you to release tension in your body and to instill playfulness, and will build body confidence so you can make bolder choices in your things. For instance, if you're angry and then you want to throw this bottle across the room, but if you feel insecure about your body or your strength or your control, you might have that instinct, but you won't be able to follow it because
mm-hmm.
you don't trust your physical ability or your physical control. So I would like to think that this class helps people make bolder choices and learning to connect with themselves. And if you're able to connect with yourself and your emotions, you're able to connect with your scene partner. You can really look into their eyes and have all your senses open and receive your partner and listen to your partner. If we train ourselves during class to listen to our bodies and respond to our bodies, then we're already on our way to listen and respond to the scene partner, and that will make a better scene.
Right, and it's also a matter of being present.
Definitely.
So that you can listen and respond.
Right.
And the more confident you are, the easier it is to do that.
Right.
Yes. There's no movement that's too small to matter on camera, for instance. It's you know, if you can tell when somebody is a trained dancer by the fluidity with which they move,
mm-hmm.
and the confidence with which they move.
Right.
And even to be in a class where everyone has their own proficiency level and no one has to even know how to dance to be in there, you can still learn a lot of confidence just by expressing yourself in front of others, correct?
Correct. And I think in my class, I'm also encourage people to discover their own style. Okay, I think there's so much dancing on TV, which is great, but also I'm afraid that maybe you scare off some people. If I remember, I had that experience. After a whole life of dancing, I've had that experience. About 5 years ago, I remember I bought a song from Britney Spears, and I really liked the song, and I liked the beat, and I bought it. I took it into class. I played it, and for a split second, a judgment came off. I said, oh, no, I don't, the vision of her video came on.
Mm-hmm.
I see her body, I see her movement, and I thought, oh, well, I don't look like that. I can't wear those things that she's wearing. I can't dance like that. I'm not young like that. My body is nowhere like hers. So I can't dance. I can't move to this. I am not, quote, unquote, good enough to move to this. And then I thought, Cinderella, what am I talking about? Let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to this beat. This feeds me. I feel my sensuality coming on. I feel hot. I want to bump and grind my own way. And I want to validate that. So my class allows people to discover their own way of moving, their own dance.
Right. And that's what it's all about because, you know, as an actor, for instance, you are like your fingerprint. And unless you're expressing your authentic true nature, you're just like everybody else.
That's right. And, you know, I'm working with singers a lot. I'm coaching a couple of singers. And when I work with singers, I don't come in with choreography and say, okay, do this on 7A, do this on 1, 2, 3, 4. And I don't impose choreography on them.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time working with their bodies, just listen to their bodies and watch how they move by themselves. I want to catch their style and then enhance their own style. So yes, everybody finding their own dance, finding their own expression, it's very important.
Yes, and your class is, your movement for actors class is an hour and a half long?
Yes.
And that's on Wednesdays and Saturdays?
Wednesday from 4 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays from 1 to 2:30 at the Edge Performing Arts Center.
What's the address of that?
1020 North Cole in Hollywood.
I know where that is. That's by Gold's Gym, isn't it?
Yes, it's in the big television center. We're on the fourth floor.
Uh-huh. Terrific. Now, do you mind if I give out your phone number?
No, not at all.
Okay, great. That is, let me find where I put it. It's 323...
533.
There it is. 323-533-4546.
Yes.
And you offer also a free consultation.
Yes.
And for your first lesson, wear comfortable clothes and light workout shoes.
Yes.
And would you recommend that somebody, you know, everybody eat a little something before they show up?
I would say eat 20 minutes before class.
20 minutes before.
Yeah. A light snack.
Yeah, because you don't want people keeling over. So tell me what involvement you have with Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I was on the show last night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I had a chance to work with Christy Yamaguchi, and they brought me to coach her for exactly the same reason that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to bring out her emotion.
Right.
Now, Christy is a beautiful performer. She's a world-class skater, and she has the discipline and the work ethic of a professional.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very easy to work with. At the same time, she's not used to going deeper and really being vulnerable and letting all her emotions come out.
Oh, that can be like life-threatening to some people.
That's right. And, you know, she's out there skating, smiling, and always looking pleasant, always being strong, always look together. There's not one moment she's allowed to get crazy, be a mess, be angry, throw a fit. She can't do that in public. And
mm-hmm.
she's trained to hold that back.
Right.
And she has a shy personality to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought me in to work with her. And she was wonderful to work with. I was able to go do a few exercises with her. And she was able to go there, and then she quickly pulled back and throw in a little smile and be a good girl,
mm-hmm.
the perfect girl.
Yes.
So we tried our best, and I had a wonderful time.
Wonderful. So was the performance actually last night, or were you just there coaching?
Oh, they taped our coaching session last Thursday, and the performance was last night.
Fantastic.
She looked fantastic. She did a really good job, and she scored very high, too.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they'll be having you back there again.
I hope so.
Oh, I know they will. So let's talk a little bit more about your dream come true, because I love to hear about things like that. So your dream come true would be to train people in your philosophy and your technique to go around the country or maybe internationally and launch these classes, the Che Way, in all kinds of locations, which I just see them in corporations, because corporations, in my opinion, really, really do need some focus for helping them connect mind, body, and spirit instead of just being focused on business.
Right. And I thought perhaps that my first step will be a workshop that I call Boa Me Beautiful. Let me tell you a little bit about that.
Right.
Valentine's Day, I had a Valentine's workshop, and I invited the ladies to join.
Mm-hmm.
We all have boas. We put on our heels, and we have a little outfit, and and I taught them a little routine with chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I want these ladies to get in touch with their sensuality and play, and at the end of the class, they can take that routine and perform it for their Valentine.
Aww.
Or just dance for their own enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the result was really, really heartfelt. The feedback that I gotten from these ladies, one of them says, "Wow, this workshop really helped me to shed a layer of doubt, or I haven't been in touch with my sensuality for a while because I broke up with my boyfriend. I haven't dated for a while, so this is really wonderful that I can feel those feelings again."
Mm-hmm.
Or I have an ex-dancer says, "Oh my goodness, this is the first time I'm able to dance for me and enjoy it for me and not worrying about being perfect, not worrying about am I good enough." So I thought that was a very empowering way of celebrating women and their sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to start with that workshop. I would like to have a Boa Me Beautiful workshop all over the country.
Well, you know what that also could assist in, Sindra, is women who have been abused through domestic violence or child abuse, to help them reconnect to their emotions and to be back in their bodies. And because a lot of times they're not in their bodies, they do what you call dissociate.
Yeah.
And your class could be very helpful for healing that.
Yes. And for corporate women, now I have some very high-level executives in my class, and they come, they let loose, and they said, "Before this class, I thought I'd have to squash down my femininity
mm-hmm.
so I can be strong and compete with my male colleagues."
Mm-hmm.
But after this class, I bring that out, and that makes me more powerful.
Right.
And I thought that was really great. You know, you don't want to deny that part of you.
Right. And when you deny any part of you, it makes you weaker.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's a very good point. Have you ever thought of incorporating self-defense in your dance classes, like just have a special workshop for that?
I think that's a really good idea because, you know, I'm a mother of a young daughter, and the thought of able to defend myself, that
mm-hmm.
is very important to, you know, I couldn't imagine anything happen to my daughter.
Right.
So,
how old is she?
She's 6 years old.
Oh.
Yes.
Bless her heart. And does she hang out at your dance class with you sometimes?
I don't really take her that often because I need my 100% focus in class.
Got it.
Now, she said something really funny when I told her that I was going to be on Dancing with the Stars and teaching
mm-hmm.
for that show. And she said, Mom, so you're going to teach the dancers on Dancing with the Stars. How are you going to do that? Some of them are better than you.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yes. And, you know, bless her heart. And I think that all of us have a gift, and the dancers on that show are beautiful, young, sexy, trained, but I have something to offer, too. I have feelings. I have authenticity. I have raw. I have primal. I have...
passion.
Yes, and passion.
Mm-hmm. And you're intuitive.
Yes.
Yes, and that's very important when you're teaching anything. To know what people need and to know what collective consciousness is asking for.
Yes.
And to provide that by trusting yourself as the leader of the classroom. And I think, it seems to me, I haven't been to your class yet. I'm looking forward to auditing it. But it seems to me that you are more like a leader who wants to cause leaders in the world.
Yes.
By reclaiming their power and their self-expression.
Yes, I believe that I had people working with me, help me achieving my goal, and I always help them with knowledge, with any way I can help them up as well. I don't believe in being the leader where I push everybody down so they will be all yes people around me.
Right, exactly.
I want everybody to be empowered, everybody to be encouraged, everybody to be as successful as they can be,
mm-hmm.
and we all be successful.
Yes, leaders causing leaders.
Yes.
Yes, I believe that's what leadership is for, is to create more leaders.
That's right.
Yes. So do you ever learn from your daughter some dance moves? Because children are so uninhibited.
Well, she reminds me to be free.
Yes.
Yes. You know, even though I teach what I teach, I have 30 years of formal training behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that little monster creep up. So I have to just let that go, look at my daughter, look at her wiggle her little bum bum,
uh-huh.
and, you know, just remind myself to play.
Yes.
Yes.
And does she go to dance class also,
yes.
or do you teach her yourself?
Oh, no. I want her, she takes a dance class. It's not very formal.
Mm-hmm.
They jump around and dance to different genre of music, which I like very much.
Mm-hmm.
I just really, at this point, I just want her to have fun.
Yeah. Is that over at the Focus Fish?
No, this is an organization called Plaza Production One.
Mm-hmm.
They go to different schools and give these dance classes.
Right. I think Stevie McKinley does that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
She's doing that.
Yeah.
And she works with children. She works with toddlers and, I believe, children your daughter's age. And she thoroughly enjoys it because they are so free and they're so much fun.
Right. She was attending dance classes at the studio last year, and she did a recital, you know, the whole costume, and it's just very, very, very convention.
Cute.
Huh?
Very cute.
Very, very cute.
Yes.
And now she's at the level where I think that any dance teacher will recognize that she has the talent. She has good musicality and good stretch, good extension, and good technique.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I took her out of that class.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to continue taking the fun jump around class.
Mm-hmm.
Because she needs to have fun. She doesn't need to get into that system yet.
Well, that was very smart of you, and I'm sure that your life experience had a lot to do with that decision as a mother.
Yes.
Right, because the jumping around class is a class where she can find her style.
Yes.
And not have it be given to her by someone else.
That's right.
Right. So natural ability is very, very important, and people with natural ability and who discover their own style and they really take risk with that style become great choreographers.
Yes. And discover their own rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, rhythm, vibration. Everything has a vibration.
Yes.
A shoe has vibration. Stone, crystal, light, everything has vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies, bones, muscles, tissues,
mm-hmm.
that has a vibration. And we need to, if we can tune that vibration and dance and find and embrace that vibration and discover the rhythm of our own body, I mean, everybody can do that, and then we'll be in harmony because everybody is in their right vibration.
Yes, and raising the frequency of the planet.
That's correct. That's right.
Tuning their vibration to happiness.
Yes.
And that's what makes a difference.
Awareness.
Awareness is a very, very important thing to consciousness because you cannot shift or change anything you're not aware of.
That's right.
So a great component of becoming more conscious of your body, of yourself, of your rhythm, of what impact you're making in the world would come from self-awareness. Not self-consciousness, but self-awareness. There's
absolutely
a big difference.
Absolutely.
We have a caller.
All right.
Who's on the line? Who is this?
Oh, sorry, hold on. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you a little better now.
Okay, great. This is Tara Rauchy. I'm actually a longtime student of Cinder Ache's.
Wonderful. Welcome.
Yeah. Well, how are you? Hi. I'm not able to get you guys on the radio, so I'm kind of just, so I don't know if people have already asked certain questions. So, but I really just wanted to call in and acknowledge Cinder, she has had such a profound effect on my career and just me as a person. Without her, I honestly don't know if I would have unlocked my fears and pushed through and kept going. So she has just been and just so valuable to me in pursuing my dreams. And I just wanted to thank her, you know, live on the radio.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Katie, I saw your picture.
You did.
You look, yeah, you have a great energy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, are you going to come to class?
I am.
Oh, yay. Excellent.
I don't know exactly when yet, but I definitely will be doing that after I ride some more shopping carts and loosen up.
That's great. It was so nice because I didn't even know about your show. So I'm definitely, I'm on the same path as you. So I'm definitely going to check out your show now. So
wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing really amazing work.
I'm only just getting started, but thank you for acknowledging me. I do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say hi to me when I come to class, okay?
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is fun.
Yeah.
I was nervous. Because,
you can have your own show.
I'm used to expressing myself with my body. So, you know, you should see me. I'm, like, in my office. I'm dancing as I'm talking to you. My arms are going. My legs are kicking.
Great.
Whew.
That's fantastic. I would expect no less.
Right.
You know, while I was doing the radio show, one time I cooked a full dinner.
Oh. Wow.
I sure did. It was fun. It was just fun to get away with that while I'm having a great interview. So you can really, really have fun and play and enjoy yourself as your vocation. You've made it your vacation, basically, and to make a difference in the world by everyone you touch. Like, we have another caller.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Ogie Durham, and I actually am also a student of Cindra's.
Oh, great. Welcome.
And I wanted to say I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great. And I've been taking Cindra's class for about 2 years now. And before walking into that class, literally everything that Cindra was just saying, I absolutely believed that I was not a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I could never dance, that I didn't have my own style, that I wouldn't be able to express myself. And the class scared me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I walk in and you're walking into a dance studio. And Cindra right away is just so welcoming. And you just walk in there and, you know, like she said, I believe in the beginning of the show, you just have all of, you know, she talks to you. She
right.
talks to you. And literally every time I go to class, I feel like she's in my head.
Oh, great.
How did you know I needed to hear that right now?
That's great.
Yeah, it's really, really great. It's like a class I've never taken before. But I really do hope you come and you attend with us.
I will. I'm going to go and play. And I'm going to bring my God-intended sacred partner, John Steller, with me.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Mm.
Nice.
We're going to have fun.
We dance around the living room all the time to electronic music.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, really fun. We enjoy that a lot. And we love to go out to Vanguard and jump around doing the electronic music dance, which is just, you know, expressing ourselves however we want to, like little kids. We're 12 years old with a driver's license and a bank account.
Ooh.
Yeah,
hey.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. Well, thank you for calling and supporting Syndra the way you do, and I've heard nothing but great things.
It's so terrific. And Syndra, you know, you have such a huge fan club. We love you. We adore you. And my life is so different because of this class.
Thank you.
So thank you for the confidence.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thanks for calling.
We look forward to seeing you, Katie.
All right. I look forward to meeting you, too.
Katie,
great.
Ogie, Tara, they're wonderful people. And that's so great about my class is that I really meet wonderful people in my class. We're on the same page. We're passionate. We're dedicated. We're ambitious. And you were saying that how wonderful it is that this is my work. I can't believe this is my work. I show up, wear a T-shirt and tights, and go to work. And I jump around, and I have all these loving people around me, and it's just a wonderful thing. I'm very grateful.
Well, you're doing absolutely the most wonderful things with your life, and that's an inspiration to anybody who knows you and the two callers we just had. I couldn't help but notice the enthusiasm in their voice, and I don't know if you know this, but the word enthusiasm, it comes from the root word, which is Greek, entheos, and theos means God, and when you are enthusiastic, you are feeling God, and you are channeling pure source. So when you hear enthusiasm, you know that a person is speaking from inspiration completely.
Absolutely. Now, I also want to reach out, use this opportunity to reach out all the ex-dancers, so-called ex-dancers out there.
Right.
I understand that, you know, I've talked to many ex-dancers, and I said, come to class. This will be a great way to get back into dance again. I hear it all the time. Oh, I used to dance. I wish I can do that again. Now, there's so much pain associated to the whole dance experience, the training, the competition, the pressure. So I really truly encourage all the ex-dancers out there. I don't care how old you are now, or is it 10 pounds heavier, 10 kids later, I don't care. Come and reconnect with your body, celebrate it, honor it, and give back to the life it deserves. Your cell, your muscle, your bone need to breathe. It needs that rhythm. It needs the music. It needs the movement. So please, ex-dancers, come to play with us.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give your website information again so that calling all dancers will make more sense to them.
Yeah.
It's www.movementforactors.com and also www.thechewei.com, all spelled out, no spaces in between, thechewei. And what was the other website that you have, Syndra?
Chedance.com.
jdance.com. So check that out. And I want to give, again, your phone number for anybody who's listening who really, really hears with their heart what you're saying. It's 323-533-4546. And just to encourage other people to call in, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. only. Toll-free in Canada only is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So anybody else want to call in, please do. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to speak to Syndra and ask any questions you have. If you have a physical disability or anything like that that you're wondering about and you feel like, oh, this class is for other people and not for you, please call in and ask Syndra or contact her via her websites and ask her whatever questions you need to so that you can get yourself into action and start enjoying a more fulfilling life.
I also encourage people with organizations or women's organizations that you think that this kind of movement, you can call it movement therapy,
yes,
that will help transform the organization or transform the energy of the organization to bring up productivity, to to have people feeling more confident about themselves, having carrying themselves with body confidence, please call me, call in, speak with me.
Yes, wonderful. And I just feel moved to say that I came up with a thought the other day, and I was looking at the words impossible. Mm-hmm. And as I was looking at the word impossible, I got a different word out of the word impossible. I got the words, I'm possible.
Mm.
And that's true of all of us.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah, and we all are possible, but we have to realize it, and we need to give ourselves permission to believe that, because we can do, have, and be anything we choose. And whatever we need to do to shake ourselves into reality and out of that trance of feeling like a victim or like, oh, it's for other people, I can't possibly have that for myself, that's not true, and it's living in a false reality. What is true is that you are possible and that you can have, do, and be anything you choose right here and right now without changing a thing except your attitude.
And you're speaking about giving ourselves permission.
Yes.
And, you know, when did people take that permission away from us? When do we let that happen?
We didn't know any better.
When do we let come in our lives to take that permission away from us to wiggle around, to be loud, to sing out loud, to dance across the room?
Mm-hmm.
We need to kind of take a little time and be aware of that, and maybe we can make peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
And say to that person or whatever situation or incident that happened in the past, and
mm-hmm.
say that is the past, and now I know that I do need to dance, I do need to honor this body and celebrate it,
mm-hmm.
so please, that old tape, let's put that to end, let me have the new tape, let me have a permission, let myself go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a lot of times we were told to sit down and be quiet and only speak when we're spoken to and stop wiggling around, sit still in your chair. And that's where it all came from, messages
right.
like that.
That's right. Yeah, so, I was speaking with another student that she was told that she's never going to be a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working with her and try to pull all that she has from her. And we have to go through those old tapes.
Right.
And I also, I encourage her, say, check your sources. Who are those people that gave you that comment?
Right.
Were they dancers themselves? Do they know the industry? Maybe they're bad teachers.
Right.
Maybe they didn't have the ability to take you to a higher level. So they tell you that, so you don't have to challenge them. So they don't have to feel threatened.
Exactly.
You've got to check your sources, and don't let anybody stop you from being the most you can be.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it is important to consider the source anytime something has repressed you.
That's right.
Trace it back and find out where you got that idea about yourself.
That's right.
And, you know, out of everybody I know, and I've compared a lot of notes, being born indigo child, spiritually wide awake to an atheist family, let me tell you, I was repressed. I was shut down. I was told to be quiet. I was told to keep my opinions to myself. And I have a radio show, a TV show. I'm a life coach. I do quantum hypnotherapy. I'm an author, a speaker, and you can't shut me up because I got rid of the old tapes. And it took a lifetime to realize that the information I got was not good information. It took me until I was an adult to find out that what I was told was not true for me.
And to have the courage to take on that responsibility and said, this doesn't work for me anymore, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to adapt a whole other set of values and encouragement and new model for my own life.
Yes, and that's what I said about doing. And I have a 25-year-old son who's an amazing person. I raised as a single mom, and I feel extraordinarily blessed in my life, and I'm filled with gratitude constantly about every single thing that repressed me in the past, because it's like when a person is held in confinement, it's like holding a basketball underneath the water, and when you finally let go of that basketball, it pops out of the water and shoots high in the air and then just stays floating on top of the water. So,
thrive.
You know, you can't really know freedom without confinement. So I'm making good use of my earlier years and those old tapes. And what I've done is I've re-recorded them to
right.
be tapes that serve me.
Recorded over them.
Yes, I did, because, you know, you can do that with Memorex. Yeah, and you can do whatever you want in this life. And, you know, people have taught us that we can't, and we believe that, and it's not true. So I say get into Sindra's class and jump around and have some fun and ride some shopping carts and go to movementforactors.com or thecheway.com and also call 323, I've lost my page, hang on, I've got it right here, 533-4546, and get into one of these classes. And it's Wednesday from 4 to 5:30 and Saturday from 1 until 2:30. So I love that you offer two classes every week to give people who are busy during the week time to go on the weekend if they want to.
Yes.
Are you thinking of adding more classes, Sindra?
I will definitely add more classes. If people are flooding in, I will definitely make it available for everybody, anybody who's interested.
That's wonderful. So do you have anybody in your class in mind who would be a really good candidate for starting another class for you and using your philosophy and your technique?
Well, I have this lady named Amanda. She came to L.A. and kind of didn't have – she came out to L.A. to be a dancer and didn't really have the guidance and the support while she was here. So she moved back to Minneapolis. And in her last visit to L.A., she took some of my classes and decided that she wanted me to be her mentor and she wanted to teach the way that I teach. So she's moving back from Minneapolis back to L.A., and we'll train to be my assistant, my associate, and then we'll be ready to open up another class and serve to more people.
That's fantastic. And do you have a different area in mind that's not Hollywood? Like the Valley or something, or the West
maybe
Side?
Maybe on the West Side.
Yeah.
Yeah, the West Side and the Valley, those are two good places.
Yes, and Hollywood's right in the middle, so that works great.
Right.
And how long have you had the class at 1020 North Cole?
Over 10 years.
My goodness. Wow. And what does your husband do? He works in film?
Yes. We finished a short film called Moot, and he's doing, we've shot, it's like 60% on green screen. So he's spent a lot of time now doing the putting back the background and the special effect. And, yes, we're very excited about the project. I don't really know how much he wants me to give away, but it's very exciting.
Excellent. We have another caller.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Beverly from Canada.
Hi, Beverly from Canada.
Hi, Kate. And
hey.
Sindra. Is Sindra, is that how you pronounce your name?
Sindra.
Sindra. Hi, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening. I'm a writer living in Canada. And my dream is to have my screenplay turned into a movie. My question is, I have put body, mind, and soul into this project, and I guess my question for you is, how do I know when I've set my sights too high or that I'm aspiring to heights that are unachievable? In other words, when is it time to say I've done my best and it's time to move on to other things?
So let me just I couldn't hear you very well. The volume is low. So you said, did you say you wrote a book or screenplay?
Well, I wrote a book and I had it published last year, and now I've written a screenplay based on the book, and that's my big dream, is to have this, is to have the screenplay taken to a movie, turned into a movie.
What's the subject matter?
The subject matter is very controversial. It's the screenplay is actually called Forbidden Love, the relationship between Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Is this Beverly Young?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Beverly.
Hello, Kate.
I've got your screenplay sitting right here.
Oh, wonderful.
I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, excellent.
What
Thank
a small
you.
World.
Well, yes. I got an email about your program, and I thought, great opportunity to call in and speak to both of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So your question to Sindra is,
well,
when do you give up, or when do you know when you've done your best?
Yes, because I kind of feel that things are working against me. You know, age. I feel that I turned 60 years old a month ago, and I live in Canada. Very hard to get a screenplay to movie from where I live. You know, you have to be very connected and all of that. So I just feel like I'm up against a lot, but I'm very optimistic, and I almost feel like this project is my destiny in life, that I was meant to do this project. And so I carry on, and I'm hoping for the best.
Hey, Sindra, based on what Beverly is saying, coming from your life experience with 30 years of dance and what you're doing now today, if you had given up at any point, it would be safe to say that many, many lives would not be as transformed as they are today if you'd given up, right?
That will be the first thought that comes to my mind. Actually, I went through that about 5 years ago. I stopped teaching conventional dancing and only teach the movement for actors. And that was very, very hard to let go because I had a lot of students that had benefited from me teaching conventional dance, and now they're professors at universities teaching dance and choreographing at their own companies. So I thought that was my purpose. To teach people, to share with people my talent, and to encourage people to pull out the best in them.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard for me to say goodbye to that. And one advice I got was to follow my heart. If staying teaching this class, well, the reason I wanted to stop the class is because I had my daughter and I want to spend more time at home. So I didn't want to teach in the evening anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized if I stay teaching, it's going to affect my happiness. It's going to affect the quality of my life. And I continue to show up to teach the 7 o'clock class in the evening. I wouldn't be bringing all of that I have to offer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to really be true to myself. Do I still enjoy doing this? Do I still want to be doing this? If the answer is no, then stop. And you can always change your mind and come back and do it again.
Right.
And I think I need to really listen to myself and not feel like doing something as an obligation out of guilt or obligation.
Right. Right. Very good answer. Did that help you, Beverly?
Well, I think it's very good advice, and I like the idea that Sindra said that, you know, her work, her teaching affected many of her students, and they went on and did wonderful things.
Yeah, and if you stay true to what you feel your destiny is, Beverly, you know, when you make a commitment to something, Providence shows up to support it. And if you give up the cursed hows about how it will happen,
mm-hmm.
then the universe will bring to you the right alignment for it to come forth. And it will just happen so easily and effortlessly, you'll wonder why you stressed about it.
I do believe that, and my astrology forecast for April sounds very good. It says that the energy is shifting.
Yes, and I have a Katieism. It's faith equals believing in and acting on the unseen.
Yes.
And that's what faith is. And
yes.
We're coming up on the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour. My goodness, this went by fast. Sindra, you have been such an amazing guest, and I'm so pleased that you made time to be on our show. I just knew that this would be a great show, and I wish I had more time because this is so much fun, and perhaps we'll have you on again and find out, you know, just how your dream is coming true by having others train under you and use your philosophy and technique and open other workshops and studios around the country and around the world. I would love to see you even have a television show where your class is televised, and that would really move, touch, and inspire many people to watch that, especially those who are at home and, you know, they feel reclusive and that sort of thing, where you teach them how to start believing in themselves again and believing in their dreams. So thank you so much again for being with me on this show, and I thank you on behalf of our listeners. I know everyone got a lot out of it. And I just want to invite everybody to stand up really tall, take a deep breath, and love yourself. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So get in action to create the life that you want. Thank you, Beverly, for calling in. And thank you again, Syndra.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing you soon in your class, along with my wonderful honey. And he's waving hello. So good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week for another Spiritual Hollywood show. Good night, everyone.
Katie?